Blog Talk Radio.
I'm Ross Wilson, and you're listening to On Wheels Now.
On Wheels Now.
Welcome to On Wheels Now, your inside look at local motorsports, live from Las Vegas, Nevada. Hosting tonight, the one, the only, Mr. J.J. Nunn.
Good evening.
How you doing?
Oh, fantastic.
That's always a good start.
Couldn't be better. Didn't have a day on my shoe today, so I'm good to go.
I guess we'll get to that in a minute. Of course, the man on the mission, Mr. Gary Wyatt.
How you guys doing?
Good. And myself, Michael, and special guest tonight, driver out of Pahrump Valley Speedway, Dee Hansen. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, guys. Thank you very much for having me today.
We appreciate you being here.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Most definitely.
We know Gary's doing his job getting guests in. Well, I'm kind of...
We still haven't heard from Andy DiDario, but that's okay. It's okay. I'll take that ship and take care of it.
You might have to pilot that one.
Yes, I will.
Do we dare get to your story about the dog peeing on you? What's going on with that?
No, we don't.
I have three dogs, so.
I was like, hey, I got two, but they weren't mine. That's okay. All right. He liked me.
We need a disclaimer.
Chihuahua.
Disclaimer.
No,
first?
Not no. Disclaimer.
Okay.
No. There's a lady in the studio. Okay. It doesn't matter about anybody else who's listening to me.
Yeah.
There's a lady in the studio.
JJ, I have five dogs. I've seen it just about every.
Tell us.
Well, at least we know it's going to be a clean show. There's a lady in the studio.
And trust me, the only way to keep JJ clean is to bring his lady in the studio. Otherwise, we got to listen to his.
I was washing my bus.
You're washing your what?
My bus.
Oh, Thank you. Thank you.
I was washing my bus, and I guess I must have washed the bus tires too good.
Oh?
Okay, one of my residents is a little chihuahua. Okay, I call it killer. All right. And he always comes running up. Well, I was talking to another resident, and all of a sudden I'm like, what the hell is wet? And I look down, and there's killer just relieving himself. He usually does it on my tire.
Okay.
but he decided on my And he a little thing. He's all of 2.5 pounds, I think it is. But, so soggy shoes. or soggy shoe.
Well, now you got to watch out for other dogs. Yeah, watch out for other dogs coming up and marking their spot.
Yeah. I figure I'd bring Killer's a female. I bring this home to my two male Yorkies. Yeah, they're probably going to shred my sneaker tonight. Who's marking my sneaker. Master sneaker.
Hey, we got three dog people and one cat person here. Yeah. Gary's the oddball again.
Nobody says I wanted to fit in, guys.
He also runs for it, so,
yeah.
You know. What can
again, oddball. Yeah.
You know.
Hey,
let's do it.
Let's not take away from Dee's time here. Let's get to Dee Hansen. Of course, you said Pahrump Valley Speedway, your drive out there. Did you do racing out there this year, or is that something?
This year, I've only done one race this year. This year, I'm racing bomber cars. Last year, I was the Cam Coupe champion.
Yeah.
It's been a lot of fun.
You and Chris went 1-2.
Yeah.
Let's rewind a little bit. And how did you get into that specific division? What is that division? And
what they are is they're replicas, like a 1932 Ford. They run a 305 Chevy engine in them.
Okay.
It's kind of a modification. It's open-wheeled. My husband does paint and body work. He ended up getting a couple of cars through trades for paint work.
Oh, that's always good.
Yeah. And when he got the second car, I was standing in the living room, and I looked at him and said, so, what do you do with that second car? So he says, well, do you want to race? I love to race. I've been a racing fan for years. That's one of the reasons when I met Chris, that's one of the reasons I thought he was a great guy. The first weekend we were together, we went to a car show and a truck pull.
Wow.
And had a great time, and he was always into cars. And I don't know how I ever got involved in cars. My folks were, you know, hunters and fishing.
That's funny.
And things like that.
Where are you from originally?
Minnesota.
Minnesota mama in the house.
Yeah. Exactly.
All right. Did you do any racing in Minnesota or attended races?
Oh, yes. Attended a lot of races. Chris was a champion 3 years in a row. He raced modifieds up there, mini modifieds, and he also raced mini stocks. Back in those days, not to date myself too much, but they were running Pintos.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You still see everyone so well coming out. Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of fun. Mm-hmm. It's very nostalgic watching them come out.
Did you do any racing up there? Did you get, I mean, you mentioned, you know, off Powder Puff Derby.
Yeah.
Did you manage to get in race or two?
Every year at the end of the year they did Powder Puff after the guys had, you know, the points were all sewed up for the year. We used to run Powder Puffs. So one year I raced my stepson's mini stock, and then the next year I got to race a modified.
Wow.
Really?
Just so fast, so much fun, and just the adrenaline rush you get. Yeah, really bad. But he made me wait. He had made me wait for a lot of years. I've watched him race bombers. I've watched him race modifieds. I've watched him race just about everything on wheels. He's always been a huge dirt track race fan. And I had never seen dirt track till I moved to Nevada.
Oh, wow.
I went out to Park Valley Speedway one night, and I was like, this is incredible. Those IMCAs were amazing.
Yeah,
I've never seen anything like that before.
The alcohol. Burning bad daddies in the dirt tracks.
Oh, and the smell, that's what gets you first.
Yep.
The smell, that's the one that suckers you. Next thing you know, you're buying one of your own and you're heading out to the track.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you came to Pahrump, and how many years before you got into a car?
I only got in last year.
That's it?
First year. Yep.
First year. I mean, rookie of the year, first year.
Yep.
2013 champ in the coupe. Chris finished second.
Yeah. 1 point.
Oh, 1 point. No
it
way.
It was a bitter pill for him to swallow. Let me tell you, he got a whole ration from buddies in the morning, his coffee clutch.
He would have had 5-6 dogs in the doghouse.
Oh, I know. Right? He always says that as soon as I get a new dog, he needs a new car. So I've been kind of holding back on the dog thing. I think we're good with cars for a while.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Now you got a bomb.
Yeah.
Came out this year.
I did.
Okay. Any plans of Chris building one? Or you're...
You know, we have those two cars sitting at home. One of them is now going to be a street legal car. My coupe, my championship coupe, has been turned into a street legal vehicle. Our engine should be back from the engine builder within the next couple of weeks. Chris is going to take it down to DMV, get it licensed up, or take it to some shows.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Can you tell us what does it take to make a race car into a street legal car? Because Gary wants, he's got like 5 of them wants to turn into street legal cars.
No, they were street legal cars.
Now he's turning back, but
yeah,
as a race car.
Yeah.
What does it take to do something like that?
So we had some really great welder work done by one of our friends, Eric, up in Pahrump, changed it from a left turning vehicle to a left and right turning vehicle. Of course, change out the shocks, do a little work on the engine.
I mean, there's certain safety things you need to add on.
Bumpers and headlights, turn signals, all of that.
They require a windshield or anything like that?
You got to have a windshield, you bet. Mm-hmm. And bumpers.
I didn't think you had to have a windshield. What about the coupes? You know? I've seen
coupes
roadsters without windshields.
I think it all depends on how old they are, the year they are. It depends how they were, you know, originally built.
Okay.
Now they go through the DMV process. I guess they would have to VIN the car, assign it a VIN number.
That's correct.
Because you're talking about a car that had a frame, it's been turned into a race car at some point, and now you're trying to make it street legal again, which is kind of weird.
Yeah.
But that's cool. You're going to get the shows. And
yeah, there's quite a following of
hot rod shows.
Yeah, exactly. Some car shows, things like that. We really enjoy going and doing that. There's a real a lot of people that are taking their old race cars or, you know, replicas of you know, a Dale Earnhardt car, things like that, and turning them into a street legal vehicle, just getting it out there, showing people off, showing it off to people.
That's pretty cool, because usually we take one of these street legal cars, tear it up, make the value go way down to where they're worth nothing. And the people ask you, why'd you mess that
car?
And you go out and bang it up, and they ask you again, why are you doing that to this car? But that's pretty cool that there's actually, you know, the other way around, you're going to get the shows and actually show people. You're going to keep it, obviously, looking like a race car and so on, and showcase it in that light, I guess.
I really wanted to do more of a Marty Robbins, the Devil Woman. I don't know if you guys have ever seen that modified. He used to race. Marty Robbins was a country and western singer back in the 60s and 70s. Very popular, and he also loved racing.
Oh, well, that's
research for you, Jay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll have to look that up.
Hit the computer.
Yeah. What was his hit song, Devil Woman, back then?
Devil Woman.
Uh-huh.
Nope, never seen that car.
I guess Jay's got something to do for the next week.
Yeah, definitely do a little research. Now, you said, real quick, you're from Minnesota. Is some friends you like to say hello to back there that might be listening at all?
My whole family back there. All of the Thomases, all of the Hansons, they're all still back there.
Really?
Yeah, nobody's moved away but me.
Oh.
Rebel.
Rebel of the family.
But nobody gets into a race car either except you, right?
That's true. My family is not car people. So.
Really? None of your family ever raced before?
Hunters,
so
hunters,
fishing.
Yeah.
I mean, hunting, fishing,
yep.
Breeding.
I learned to drive a stick shift, going pheasant hunting with my dad. That's
okay.
How I learned. As I got older, my dad would try to teach me to shift, but the problem was I would shift with my left hand. So that's how I learned how to shift. And sometimes when I would get nervous, I couldn't shift the car, so I have to reach over with my left hand and reevaluate the shift arrangement. Yeah. Yeah.
That's funny.
It was last year we saw you show up with the you showed up in, what was that, an international? Peterbilt?
Yeah. Pete.
You rolled. She rolled in. Here's, you know, one coupe on the back of this Peterbilt. And I'm like, gee, that's a little overkill, isn't it, guys? And then Chris says, she rolled that in here. I said, really?
Yeah. Paul was in town.
Paul.
Yeah.
That's right. Yep.
He's an over-the-road trucker. Came into town, and he was so psyched to come out and see Chris and I race. And, you know, he's a big, huge fan of all kinds of trucks, cars, things like that. He's watched Chris race ever since they were teenagers.
Oh, okay. So huge.
Yeah, so you came out. I got to roll the Pete in. I never got to drive a semi before, so I could put one behind me on my bucket list. So
yeah,
it was fun.
I mean, I guess you had to be there to see the big Peterbilt towing this little trailer and a coupe on it, because you're used to seeing duallys,
right?
You know, 1500s and half tons, 3/4 tons, and here's deep
Peterbilt.
In this Peterbilt, it was like, okay, like you said, chalk another one up.
Yep.
Well, that's one way to intimidate the other drivers when you come in. Right?
Exactly. And this little haired girl jumps down and says, that was great.
So you wanted to talk about women in racing.
I did.
You ran coupes last year.
I did.
And you raced up a couple tough ladies out there.
I sure did.
Still out there now.
And they're still out there. You know, a lot of ladies in the last few years have gotten really interested in driving. Some of our best drivers out of Pahrump Valley Speedway are women drivers.
Well, we got to say that for Las Vegas Motor Speedway, too.
Ah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm going to have to come down and join you guys at the Bullring some night. Check it out. I've never been there.
Oh, no way. Well,
you want to talk about ladies in racing here. We'll start.
Uh-oh.
JJ's taking
it. It always starts. JJ starting to take his clothes off.
Needless to say, we're a big fan of Kaylee Barker.
Barker's awesome. I got to meet her last year.
Yes, you
Valley
did.
Speedway.
Yep.
What a wonderful person. She is just a tremendous driver. Her first night on dirt, just went out there and showed boys how it was done. She's amazing.
Absolutely an inspiration to other kids, not just, you know, girls and women drivers, but teens.
I mean, that's, you know, where Gary and I started Bullring, real just a couple of ladies that we raced against. In fact, one of the first ladies I ever raced against, Mike built the car. And that was back in 01. That was Carly Larson. Then Gary and I had the opportunity to run up against Jennifer Cunningham, Jan Matter, Tammy Sargent, and Barbara West.
Yeah.
And now I'll turn it over to our three-time champion, headed to four. Who is that?
Susan Smothen.
Oh,
I got my blue shirt on.
DJ's well dressed tonight. He's got the ladies with him.
Let's stop right there, guys.
Yeah,
I don't want him to go no further.
I hope you have more shirts on under this one.
Well, it was first time you were out there.
Oh, please.
Okay. And why I do this quick, I don't want to cut you short talking about the women that we run up against, but this is the first time Gary and I, you had one race out there.
Yes.
And last month was Breast Cancer
Awareness
Month.
Correct.
And I asked Dee for some handkerchiefs. Okay, she was signing handkerchiefs
cool.
out there.
That's a good.
And we put two of them on the car. And I also got two others, but we don't have a shirt. So.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh.
What she did give us was the pink handkerchief.
There you go.
So the hint is the for your fans up there, you got to get some
t-shirts. That's right.
Okay.
I got to thank you guys for taking the time putting those bandanas on the back of the race cars. That made me feel very welcome and does a lot to educate and bring people's attention to breast cancer. You know, it's not just women that get breast cancer.
No, it's not.
Too.
Yeah.
And just get people out there, get in, get your mammogram. Get them in, get them slim, get gone.
I've taken a number of my residents over this month as a radiologist for mammogram. So it's important. And you represent that. And being a female racer, you know, there's no better than promoting something.
Right.
That's that important.
Yep.
So we can get back to Pront Racers now that I got the new Smotherman shirt back on.
Exactly.
Thank God.
And just so to the listeners, burned in our minds was JJ shirtless with a pink handkerchief across his chest.
Right.
Ouch. Back to a lighter note, Dee Hanson. Please take this out of our head.
Dee, you asked me why my eyes were red. Man.
Yeah, there you go. That's what it is. Well, you know, we've already brought up Sue Smotherman. You know, right now she's a three-time mini stock champion, and she is
amazing.
Number one in points right now.
Yep. She's two races away from getting her fourth,
fourth one. She runs the car number 14 mini stock out at Pahrump Valley Speedway. And when we first came out there, I didn't really realize how many women were racing. I was shocked when I finally came over to the pits, sat down, and, you know, waiting for the drivers meeting, and saw all the different ladies coming up in driver's uniforms. You know, kind of made me feel welcome that, you know, even if I messed up, maybe they'd be a little okay with that. So she was one of the first people I met out there. She made me feel really welcome, and she's like, come on in, enjoy yourself, glad to see you. More cars out here, more people out here. She's a wonderful driver. I've watched her for years now and cheer her on. She's great.
She's tenacious out there. She gets in a car, she's unrelentless.
That's right. And Sue, her niece, Dylan Smotherman. Dylan's just turned, I think she turned 18 last year. She's won over 30 races already.
19.
Wow. Oh, is she 19 now?
She's 19.
Wow. She's won over 30 races. She's in fifth place. Runs car number two of the mini stocks. She started racing when she was 14, which I think more women should, especially dads, get your girls out there. It's
absolutely
fun. Clean, good, fun. You meet a lot of people. It's a very family-oriented sport. You know, if you love cars, get your daughters involved.
Yeah, if Dee gets up in the stands, we get in the stands.
Yeah.
You want to come into the pits. There's a number we have. I've listed over a dozen different female drivers down there, and they'll be more than happy to talk to you, to share experience, and talk about how about getting into it.
Right. Well, Dylan's 19 years old now, and she's headed out to the Las Vegas Pew. She's running at the Bull Ring. She's running Bandoleros this year, but she's looking at, you know, working her way up. She was the Silver State Road Course Rookie of the Year. She's also Rookie of the Year Pump Valley Speedway.
Right.
So she's had a lot of interesting things happen to her. She's now racing out at Las Vegas, and I think she's going to do a fantastic job. She's got a career in this. This girl's good.
She's running a Bandolero out
right.
there.
Right. Yeah.
Double duty. The season.
Right.
Yeah. Pulling double duty. We've seen her 1 week. She was 9 races in a row. She ran every weekend. One Bando, one out here in the mini. Yeah. Back and forth and back and forth.
Well, she's going to be running up against you guys next year. She's running Bombers.
No way.
Yeah.
Wow.
I talked to her just about a week ago, and
that's cool to hear.
She gave me the heads up on that. You'll be having more competition out there.
You say she's making a pink and sparkly,
right?
Can't miss it.
We try to make JJ say pink and sparkly as much as we can. He does it so well.
What is that again, Jay?
What?
Pink and sparkly.
I tell you, one of the nicest cars out there is Cassie Stapler. She's a beautiful coupe, and that's silver and pink and sparkly.
Oh, that's some paint job on there.
I don't know who her painter is. My husband's painted cars for 30 years, but that car is beautiful,
it is.
She can drive it.
Yeah. You also had mentioned we have April Mitchell in the mini stocks.
That's right. She's running third place. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And this is her first year. That's the wife of Jonathan Mitchell, who was the 2010 Bomber champion out at Trump Valley Speedway. And there's also Jonathan Mitchell Jr., who's running another mini stock. As a matter of fact, they went and bought Robert Smotherman's old mini stock, the number 24. So April should be looking at Rookie of the Year also.
Right. She's running third place right now. She drives the 00X car out in the mini stocks. You know, like I said before, this is a family event. Having Jonathan and Jonathan Jr. involved, having April involved, you know, that's a family. It's our racing. Our racing competitors aren't just competitors; they're family.
Yeah, everybody helps everybody. And a couple more names in the mini stocks that are run Pahrump this year: Hannah Santonello, Jennifer Phelps, and Lisa Parks. And that'll lead you to the coupes.
Yeah, coupes are always great. You know, I think that's where my heart is in coupes. I really enjoy it. And this year we have Heiser out there. Now, Terry's been racing for about 8 or 9 years. She's raced Bomber, she's raced coupe, she's raced mini stock. She's got to give everything a try. She is just a
She's a blast.
Yep.
Yeah.
She's one of the first gals I met out there, and you never know what Terry's going to be pulling up in, but whatever it's going to be fast.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's
and that's including
sure.
the tote.
That's right. Yeah.
She works the tote.
It's true. Oh, she does. Yeah.
Yes, she does.
I don't. Yeah, when she drives, not when Mike drives. when I see Terry behind the wheel, I go hide behind my.
This year she's running the number 44 coupe. She's sixth place, and she was the rookie of the year for the coupes.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
That is cool.
Yeah.
Yep.
She also was second in the mini stocks 1 year, and also she made third place in the mini stock. Now that's big time
racing.
That's
huge.
Yep, that's huge. You don't get third place just showing you got to go out there and do your job.
Oh yeah, that's definitely one of the most competitive divisions out there. Also,
exactly.
Are the mini stocks. So
yeah,
definitely.
That's a perfect place to get started in. You know, you've got these cars usually small front wheel drive or some rear wheel drive.
Little four bangers.
Yeah, little four bangers.
And they do get up there, and they're nothing to mess with. They do get up there and go for it.
Oh, yeah.
And I can wreck the best of them. So. And have.
Front wheel or rear wheel.
I tell you what, that's a really good place to start for young drivers. You know, it's the starting age out there is 14 years old with parental approval. Go on out there. You know, all of the specs that you need to have your car up to, they're all available. ValleySpeedway.com. You go ahead and take a look at what you need as far as what kind of cars, what kind of engines, what kind of roll cage, what kind of tires, all of those specs are available. So take a few minutes, go to PrumpValleySpeedway.com and take a look at all the different things that are either coming up. Come join us, be a spectator, or put a car together. Come out and play with us.
I strongly suggest get that pit pass and come down and speak to Mike and Terry Heiser. Okay, that's one of the best bets. If you want to get into a division, go speak to people running in that division.
That's right.
Okay, I would say 99.9% would be more than happy to give you the ins and outs of that division that you're looking to get into.
Well, and that brings up a good point, too, is just to come in the pits, see what the behind-the-scenes look like, you know, from the pit area, because it's totally different from the spectator side.
It really is, Mike. You've got a great point there. For years, I stayed on the spectator side, watched my husband and my stepson. Getting over into the pits and seeing the in and out, what you have to do. I knew what all the flags were behind the flagmen over
right.
the spectators.
I still don't know.
But getting over there and getting a realistic idea of what people have to do, what you tech in when you get there,
absolutely.
Tech out when if you're the first top four. Those are all things you don't learn that until you come on over to the pits.
And you get to sit in the driver's meetings and hear what's going on.
Exactly.
And
there's staging, there's learning where the lights are, you know, figuring all that out, where you need to be and what time, the lineup board, who to follow, who not to follow.
Right. Which pit to stay away from. I'm not pointing to you guys, the JC Motorsports.
We have a couple other women in the group division right now. Jerry Patrick, now she's Sue Smotherman's mom. She she used to be a bug driver. She was a 7-time Powder Puff off-road champion.
Yes, Jerry.
Yeah.
Jerry's from the beginning of this year. I believe she should end up with Rookie of the Year. That's my opinion. I don't know what the track thinks, but Jerry is getting faster.
She is.
And faster and faster. She's really picking up the pace in that 67 car.
Yep. And
what a lovely lady. And that's somebody else who you can go to, bring your kid to. You want to go, you know, find out about racing. This lady has got a lot of seat time.
She
a
sure
lot
does.
Of seat time.
She has a lot of friends in Las Vegas Speedway, too. She's been around racing for many, many years. She's just a dynamite gal. Enjoy so much racing with her. Such a positive influence for people. And that's what I love. It's just that, you know, you did good, girl. You did good. You know, just get on the back of your competitors. Sometimes that's all you need. I mean, sometimes you're dead last, but you went out there and you did your best. That's
you can't
important.
Miss her. Blonde hair and a big smile.
That's right. She's great. Also this year, we have Cheyenne Broadhead running in coupes. She's running right now 8th place, and she's the number 19 coupe out there. She's doing a great job. This is her rookie year also.
Wow.
So she's been going out there and finding out what it's all about. I got to tell you, those coupes are just, you know, I used to call my car the flying red squirrel. and that's why. I mean, it's just a whole handful.
They're wild.
They are wild.
You think those big, fat tires help you stick to the ground.
That's not true. There's a lot of driving involved in that.
Yep.
And I just kept working on smoother, smoother, smoother. And, you know, by the end of the year, there was no more spins. There was no more collisions. All together by the end of the year. It was just an amazing experience. I can't tell you how much fun I had out there. And still do. I when I'm not racing, I go out and spectate.
We always see you there.
Yeah.
That's all.
I got to go out and get cheer all my friends on, you know. I mean, they're all there. I got to say hi to everybody.
Adrenaline junkie.
Oh, yeah.
Adrenaline junkie.
Yeah, when you get home at 2 o'clock in the morning, you're still sitting up watching some infomercial on TV. Yeah.
It doesn't go away, does it?
It doesn't. No. I mean, I race for a whole year, and I'm still in the year.
You can get 4 hours sleep and feel like you just got out of the car,
exactly.
Go to work, but it hits you at about 2 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
That you realize you only got 4 hours worth of sleep.
That's right.
I'm glad to hear that. I'm not the only one. I cannot. Him, Gary, he can go right to bed. After a race, he can eat and he can go to bed. Me, I'm rolling. My mind is still going too.
You're
weak. My mind is gone.
It's going.
It's
It's still going, and I mean, do you live the race over and over and over and over?
That's funny you mentioned JJ, because I can't watch myself race. You know, everybody videotapes that, and they say, you know, you really should watch your races, find out from mistakes how to do it better. You know, but I cannot watch myself. I am too hypercritical of everything that I do. I already know before I get out of my car what I've done wrong and what I should do better. So I can't watch it.
Really?
So, yeah. No. Nope. I try, but I start getting so nervous. I get more nervous watching myself on VCR than I do in my car.
How old are you?
You never have a age now, Jay. Hey, on that note, I know you got a couple. I know you have a couple more women we want to get to
yeah.
race that prep,
give it a,
but
give it a couple more years. Believe me, you're gonna want to watch the race to find out what the hell you did out there. Trust me, I know.
We're gonna take a quick break. On that note, we'll get to some more of your notes here. When we get back, of course, we have Dee Hansen here, and see you after the break.
Pahrump Valley Speedway. Where? I said Pahrump Valley Speedway, your local dirt track. Take the kids or just get out of town for a night of exciting dirt track action. This quarter-mile diamond in the desert is just over the hump in Pahrump, the place to be on Saturday night. With mini stocks, IMCA mods, cam coupe, and more, there's something for everybody, including the bomber. You can find out more at PahrumpValleySpeedway.com.
BomberNation.com is your website for all the latest local racing news. If you are a race car owner, a driver, or a passionate fan of racing, the BomberNation.com is a site you'll want to add to your favorites list. Check out the message board, track schedules, special events, links, and our sponsors. The Bomber Nation, one sport under one nation. TheBomberNation.com.
Gentlemen!
The sound of On Wheels Now, every Tuesday at 6 p.m.
If you like cars,
the smell of gasoline and rubber,
or just love motorsports and auto racing,
On Wheels Now is your inside look at local motorsports. So don't miss the action. We'll keep you in the loop with the latest local racing news.
We're race car drivers, too. So join me, Michael.
And Mike, Tuesday at 6 p.m. Find us at onwheelsnow.com.
Nevada Pick Apart.
Who?
Nevada Pick Apart. Do you have a used car or a truck just sitting in the driveway taking up space, looking ugly and tired of looking at it? Are you moving and can't take your car or truck with you? Did you buy a new car or truck and want to get rid of the old one? Contact Nevada Pick Apart, 702-644-1881. That's 702-644-1881. Sell Nevada Pick Apart your used or old vehicle and see it gone tomorrow.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
Ooh. Welcome back to On Wheels Now, your inside look at local sports. And this is the Racers Roundtable, where racers, race fans, and race officials can all get together, talk about local racing, and of course we have a special guest tonight, Dee Hansen.
Minnesota Mama.
Uh-oh, new name.
Of course, it's better than most I've heard, so it's all good.
Racer out of Pahrump Valley Speedway here with us tonight, and of course, I don't know where this time goes. I mean, it flies by so quickly. And we think we have a lot of time, but it's pretty quick.
You want to call in? You got a question for Dee, 702-685-8116. That's 685-8116. Give us a call. Lines are open.
And of course, Dee here in studio. Unselfish. She wants to make sure all the women at Pahrump Valley Speedway are recognized. And of course, we still have one more on. List, last
you.
But not least, right?
not by a long shot. Cecilia Dilley, I want to talk about her. They call her Silly Dilley. Absolute phenomenal dwarf car racer. Right now she's running in third place. I don't know if a lot of our listeners know what dwarf cars are. They do run motorcycle engines. They're a smaller car with a motorcycle engine. She has a 2007 Kawasaki 2X10 in it. She's a two-time Southern Nevada dwarf car champion. She's a three-time Western State Sportsman champion. She's the 2012 Crump Valley Speedway dwarf car champion. And she also still holds the track record at Crump Valley Speedway for two laps, doing it in 15 seconds flat. She's
wow.
amazing. When you watch her, you cannot believe how fast those little cars are. They just open up and they just take off.
They fly.
Yep.
They absolutely fly. Matter of fact, I believe it was they had an open wheel contest halftime. Jason Pike brought out his modified. Brett Gamble brought out his dwarf, and Mark Dobb brought out his coupe. And Pike won. And,
so all these at the same time?
Really?
At the same time, open wheel.
That's cool.
Shotgun race. And
be weird in the door.
Believe it or not, Brett Gamble took second in that dwarf, little Mark Dobb. And Mark finished third. So those dwarfs fly. And Cecilia, she's something else. I didn't know she had that many records in the book.
She does.
In West Coast, Sportsmen of the Years. That's tremendous.
She races all over. I mean, she's a friend of mine on Facebook. I've watched her travel to race quite a bit. She's somebody that can go far in this. Her and Dylan, they've got some chops. They're ready to go out there and get it done.
Well, that's ladies in racing down in Pahrump Valley Speedway.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to come out and check out the ladies out at the bull ring, too. There's so many up-and-coming young ladies right now to get out there and get it done with guys. And, when I go out there, I don't want to be known as the girl driver or the lady driver. I just want to be a driver. I just want to go out there and have fun, mix it up, and hopefully win. I mean, that's what we're there for, is have fun and win.
That's just icing on the cake.
That's exactly right.
You know, if you get to victory lane, everything worked out. Right? And I've always said, on dirt, bombers, anybody can win any given night.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter how you got it's wide open to your car. Okay, you have a chance to win. I mean, the worst car, I've seen the worst car out at Bullring win a race down there on dirt, you know? So,
Gary.
Of course, Gary's watching hockey right now. He's in his own world.
I'm listening to every word being said. So.
Chipping the coupes and then jumping into a bomber car. What are some of the differences you see in the two?
Oh, I've never driven a big car. I mean, my first car was a Pinto. So driving this big old beefcake, it takes a lot of experience to get in there.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
We just discussed driving a Pinto here.
I know.
Come on. But
yeah.
Again, this is not open wheel. This is full four fender, 3,800-pound car.
That's right. And, I've only got one race under my belt so far. Want to go out there and do it again. I'll be out there Saturday night, 7 o'clock at Pahrump Valley Speedway. Going to do it again. Nobody comes into this job knowing how to do it. So the more time you can get in that seat, the better you're going to be.
Yeah. Now, Gary, we got a caller here. Who do we have on the line?
Hey, guys. Caller. It's Mark Dobb.
Mark Dobb, how you doing?
Hey, Mark,
good,
how
are you guys? Hi, Dee. How you doing, Dee?
Hey, good. Thank you.
Glad to see you back out on the track in the pink bomber.
Thanks. Great to be back.
Yeah, I've got your bandana in the back of my car, flying like a leaf.
Yeah, and the rest of the guys, too. I pulled up to Gary's tonight, up to the studio, and sure enough, there was two bomber cars parked out front, and they were both running my colors. So can't get any better than that.
I was wearing one.
That's right.
We'll try to get some pictures.
Unfortunately.
Why'd you bring that back up again, Jay? Oh, my God.
Hey, Mark, that was something you don't want to see, pal.
I didn't know they made bandanas that big.
Oh, he had two.
Well, the reason I'm calling is I wanted to congratulate Dee that she's back out on the track. And two, that since she's calling and talking about females, or she's in tonight talking about females.
Definitely.
Front Valley, November 22nd at 7 p.m. That's our last race of the season. Taking JJ's cue here a little bit, and we're going to throw a female coupe race. So anybody that knows a coupe driver that has a female that wants to jump in it and come out and race, my sponsor, now, Eric Webb at Biggs, is going to be throwing out some money for it.
Now, is this going to be for inexperienced, experienced, or both? Does it matter
it doesn't matter. I'm not calling it a powder puff because most of the women that are in our class are seasoned drivers. So I don't want to shut them out from having a little bit of fun. I'm just trying to showcase the women that are on our track a little bit.
And this is going to be in the coupes themselves?
Is
this a coupe race?
Well, it's
so
going to be its own little race. It'll be after our main event.
Okay. Yep. And that's on the 22nd?
The last race of the year.
Yep. It's going to be a great time. Especially for some of the ladies that are thinking about coming out and putting a car together, just getting them out there in the coupes, getting them to feel some of that adrenaline like we were talking about earlier. It's going to be a great time, Mark. I'm so glad you put this together.
Are you going to be participating?
I think
no, I'll be racing. I'll be racing my bomber.
Okay, hey. This is after, so you get to twice the races that night, maybe.
Yeah.
I was like, Gary, he don't
my
turn
daughter will be racing my car.
Right.
There you go. Yeah. That's what I wanted to hear.
Jay's been pushing for that. I don't know why, but.
I'll even say, you're welcome, Amber.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, I can't wait to see Amber in that car.
Yeah.
No, has Amber raced a coupe before?
I think her dad should put one together for her.
He's got an extra one. Don't you got an extra one there, Mark?
I did. I sold it to another friend of mine, so we will have three back out there.
Uh-huh. Got to talk to Eric about
No, Amber's going to be running in the mini stocks next year.
Awesome.
Oh, really?
Oh, good. That's great news.
Yeah. Yeah, she went out on the track last week after the last race and got 10 laps in, and I was a nervous wreck, but she did pretty good.
Good.
I thought so. We were towing out of there, and the car was revving up, and Mark was standing outside the car, and
shaking.
I was like, shaking.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, go Amber. All right.
It's kind of funny. She's a little shorter than I am, and when she's all buckled in, she can't reach the shifter, so I have to dive in the car and throw it into drive for her.
Oh, that's scary.
Hey, I completely understand, Mark, completely. We had to do some changes with shifters and things like that, too. I was thinking maybe we needed to put a block on the accelerator, but they moved the seat. They, you know, it was helpful.
She has no problem hitting the gas pedal, that's for sure.
Go Amber.
Just give her a coat hanger and she can pull it back and forth. That's all. Put a wire to it.
Right.
Hey, Mark, do you guys have a name for this race yet? Or does Jay need to come up with one?
Don't wreck my car, Amber.
Right? I don't really have a name for it yet. I was asked yesterday to try and come up with one, and I really haven't been able to think of anything that suits the talent that's going to be out there.
Well, hey, if you have any ideas, call into the show.
Give me a few minutes. I'll come up with it. Stay tuned, Mark. I'll come up with one.
As long as you stay driven,
right.
Everything will be all right, Jay.
Hey, appreciate it, Mark.
We're definitely
November
not
going to
call it the topless females. Okay.
That's the November 22nd, 7 p.m. show, and this race is going to be after all the main events of that night, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
It'll be the last show of the night. They'll run their first
last
heat,
show of the night,
hopefully.
Last show of the season.
That's what I hope you got set up, Mark. You know, that's why I suggested you run the first heat, and then you run the first main, and it'll give the girls and everybody plenty of time to get the girls adjusted to the cars. We did that a couple times. We had a couple ladies racing in our cars, and they just moved. They were able to move the shows up to the front for the coupes, and then run the girls last for the night.
Hey,
Right.
Mark, how many seats do you have available?
So far, I know that there's 5 or 6 cars going to be there so far.
So great. Far, and how many are available for drivers that are interested?
I really don't know. I don't have any more that are available. The ones that I know that Jerry is going to be running. Terry Heiser is going to run.
Okay.
Cassie's going to run, and Cheyenne is going to run, and my daughter's going to run.
Okay.
And I believe Michael Belcher was going to put somebody in his car.
Okay.
So
all right.
That would
cool.
make
okay,
six.
Cool.
So, you know, I'm hoping that I put it out at the track last time, last race. So I'm hoping maybe that we can find some other coupes that are just laying around gathering dust that they can fire them up. And
there you go. Hey, maybe since it's the last show, last race, maybe it's the female finale of Speedway, the female
ooh,
finale.
Like
yeah.
There you go.
So,
there you go.
Cool deal. Sounds good, Mark. Hey, appreciate you calling in.
Thanks
course.
Again, Mark, for your support. Always appreciated.
Oh, you've always got my support, D. You're one of the best out there.
Thank you very much.
All right. We'll see you guys Saturday night.
Saturday night, 7 o'clock at Pahrump Valley Speedway.
Of course,
no,
D. Thanks, Mark. Pahrump Valley
all right,
Speedway.
Guys, have a
you guys. Yep. We'll see you, Mark.
Take it easy, Mark.
We have a
sorry
you
about
guys,
that, Mark.
Guys have a race this weekend, November 8th at Pahrump Valley Speedway, 7 p.m. show.
Yes.
Correct.
Yes.
And all the divisions are racing on that night, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And
now,
of course,
isn't there actually 3 events coming up?
There's a day after the duel
right.
on the 16th being a Sunday 3 p.m. But just added within this last week, there's going to be monster trucks on the 15th at 7 p.m. and at Pahrump Valley Speedway.
Okay.
I don't know how much the tickets are yet. I will find out this weekend from John Broughton.
Okay.
I will find out how much the tickets are, and we'll bring it to you next week.
Sounds good. And also, you can go, if you want up-to-date racing information, you can also go to thebombernation.com website. That's www.thebombernation.com. Racing, Pahrump, Vegas, wherever you want. There's message boards. Post something. You have any questions, go there. You want to look for a car for sale, that's the place to go. You want to sell something, go to the message boards and check it out. There's a lot going on thebombernation.com website. So, right?
Yep. Yes. Yep. I'm just reading here.
Okay.
The first time ever the monster trucks are going to be at. I'm reading on your website right now.
So the 15th, but then you still have a race on the 2nd. So
we have,
how that's going to work
there.
Out.
We're getting there.
I just wonder how the truck's going to be after monster trucks.
The monster trucks are on Saturday,
okay.
And the day after the duel is Sunday. The next day.
Oh.
So you got the 15th being the monster trucks, and then the 16th being the day after the duel.
That should be interesting.
Then you have the last show of the year of November 22nd. So,
Gary, can you talk a little more about the day after the duel, and what kind of cars are we going to be seeing out there?
IMCA modifieds.
Not us.
Now,
yes.
Yeah. Now, of course, the duel being the duel in the desert at LVMS November 12th through the 15th.
Yes.
One of the biggest shows on the West Coast for the IMCA modifieds. If you've never seen 200 modifieds in one location, you're going to want to go to the dirt track at LVMS. You can go to LVMS.com.
Dirt track.
Absolutely. Going to be some of the best IMCA racers on the from all over here in
Boone.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yep.
And, of course, being here for those few days, of course, Pahrump Valley Speedway hosting a day after the duel race on Sunday at 3 p.m. And they're also going to be featuring some sport mods, from what I hear, also.
Right.
That's a big money race. You guys need your adrenaline started up. Come on out, watch those IMCAs. They put on a great show.
$7,777 to win that show.
Nice.
At Las Vegas.
Yeah. At Las Vegas.
Burning Bad Daddies.
You know, and of course, IMC modified. It's kind of a spec type division where a lot of the cars are equal in many ways, but setups differ. It, just like the coupes, actually. Coupes, I think, remind me kind of more of an IMCA type of vehicle where they're a spec division. Everybody's in the same motors, similar trannies and all that, but you have your own setups, obviously.
Exactly. Put them on the scale.
Now, is that something that do you see a difference in the coupes versus a bomber, where you have more setup adjustments in a coupe than you do a bomber car?
For sure. I mean, there's a lot more to know about with the cam coupes. Luckily, I have a great husband and I have a great crew chief, Robert, who helps me out. I also have a female crew member who helps me get in my car, gets everything ready, gets my lineups for me, things like that. Robert and Chris spend a lot of time working on the setups of our vehicles, make sure we go out there every week or every other week and be competitive when we go out there. One of Chris's mottos is there's no reason for an ugly race car. Our cars are always washed. They're ready to go. Their engines are, yeah. We're getting some looks in here.
Well, that's something that Gary has always, even in his asphalt days, have pushed is to have a nice-looking car. You know, it's good, well-maintained. You know, you can see.
You got some nerve. You got some nerve.
Hey, Jay's got out here washing the car, so.
We set those cars up. We scale them. We try new things. We try different air pressures. There's only so much big deal. As you were saying, Mike, really, it's a spec car. There's special things it has to have.
Mm-hmm.
And with those things, you have to try every little thing. I mean, a little bit of air could really make a big difference in the way your car handles.
I think Jake went through some of that, some air adjustments that really made a difference for you.
New tires. And
Jay's been racing a while. So it's just not a new concept for him, just an air pressure, but it just...
We appreciate you building the bomber, and, I mean, it looked great.
Yep.
Absolutely fantastic.
I had to get more time in the seat, and I'll feel a little bit better about it. A
couple more shocks got out of the car. I mean, that was the first thing. It was like, well, we got to get some shocks on
right.
it, and we got to do this
porpoising
and do
through
that.
The corners was pretty tough. I was what's that all about?
Real quick, you were talking about your sponsors, so if you want to make your sponsor,
sure. No,
I hate for them to lose their notoriety.
I've got Jim Wilson Motorsports out of California. He's been there since the beginning. He was my first sponsor, always there for me. My Handyman, Pahrump, Nevada, any around-the-house needs that you need. You need a handyman, give my handyman a call. Also, my husband and Robert Steinberg, he's my owner, my crew chief. Really great people. Also, Gail Smith, she's there for me every other week. She's always helping me get in and out. Of course, you guys have been so phenomenally helpful, positive, and really appreciate it. Thank you for everything.
You know, we appreciate you being here. Of course,
definitely.
You race with these. Guys, I just have to see him so often. You know, Dee, and I know, Jay, you want to get something?
Yeah, I got something for Mark Dobb. I got a name for this.
There you go.
Coming up.
Go ahead.
This is a perfect name for it, especially, I mean, it represents the girls we got out there in the coupes, Gary, Terry, Cheyenne, and Cassie, you know, Amber. Okay, you name this race Coupes Going Wild.
Oh, that's, JJ, that's good.
There you go.
Really
that'll sell it. Coop's gone wild.
There you go, Mark.
Cover it all, Mark. Coop's gone wild. Talk to John Broughton. Get those flyers made up and sell the heck out of it.
That shows you where the other half of Jay's mind is. The gone wild side. You know,
gone lost.
Yeah. No, you mean it is lost. Dee, it's a pleasure having you here. Appreciate you taking the time out to be here with us. Of course, time goes by so quick, and maybe we can Gary convince you to come back sometime soon.
I'd love to. I really enjoyed myself tonight. Always so much fun talking about cars. And
we'd love to have your husband in,
There you go.
Take him away from the paint sprayer.
Well, he's
get him up
he's
here.
He's at the SEMA show, right? So he's not missing out on cars.
No, not at all. No, he's heading to SEMA. That's right.
SEMA show going on right now. A lot of stuff that on my notes that we never get to. But SEMA show going on.
I don't have no notes.
Don't ask him for notes. Take your shirt
I'd love
off.
To have Chris in here and hear about his wild days out there watching with him running.
He's been running since he was a kid. His dad and him put together their first race car. Got the bug and has had it ever since.
We'll have to have him on the show. We got a lot of questions for him and you again. So appreciate you being here, Dee, of course.
Thanks so much, guys. Really appreciate it.
No problem. We'll be here live next Tuesday at 6 p.m. with you here at onwheels.com. Thank you for being here.
Have a good night.
Thanks for listening.